Today, we friend each other on Facebook, and it's a fairly facile process. Our friends on Facebook can number in the hundreds, almost limitless. Is this the sort of friendship addressed by Sirach in today's first scripture reading? I think not. Rather, from this ancient author, we hear about the rare gift of an intimate relationship with another person, of soul-bonding constancy, selflessness, and trustworthiness. Sirach uses the words, "be with you," several times to suggest a deep sense of presence. Throughout the scriptures, the presence of God is often described in such words. This, then, is not about the friending on Facebook. No, Sirach writes, "Let your acquaintances be many, but one in a thousand your confidant, your true friend." The longer I live, the more that sentiment rings true for me. I know from experience that true friendship is seldom, few and far between. In often surprising and always mysterious ways, my few deep friends, each has revealed to me something of the divine, of God, God's faithfulness and sturdy steadfastness, surely, and many other qualities as well. Sometimes an otherwise ordinary conversation over lunch or dinner has felt like an experience of Eucharist. There may have been much laughter and lightheartedness in the exchange, but we both knew there was indeed communion between us. Somehow, there was deep listening. And that, it seems to me, is the singular energy central to this wondrous and rare gift. Profound listening is at the heart of true friendship. It is what allows for the reflection of God's presence in the friendship. A favorite account for me of such listening can be found in Etty Hillesum's book, An Interrupted Life, where she describes that sort of attentiveness this way, quote, "The deepest and most essential in me hearkens unto the deepest and most essential in the other, God to God." So that, Sirach would seem to be saying, is what true friends are for.